789.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Gotham Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
Friday morning to you. How are you doing? What a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hope it's a good start for you. And turns out to be a wonderful weekend. Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall. Hello, fellows.
Hello, Greg. Good morning. Happy Friday. How are you?
It is beautiful. It's a bit nippy.
Yeah, I was kind of whining a little bit before we went on the air.
I wish you were a little warmer.
You know, it's a beautiful day out in our beautiful music city. Not a cloud in the sky. You're right. I should just shut up and quit whining and be grateful for this day.
Go back out in the parking lot and come back
in
again.
All right. I'll see you in a second.
Charlie, good morning.
So, do you come in and whine just so then you can tell on yourself on the air for whining?
Yeah.
Because that's what you do. Because we don't ever say, like, man, John, you sure came in whiny. But you get on the air and you're like, man, I sure am whiny this morning.
I try to be honest with our audience.
I want to be on top of the bit.
I want them to know the real me. You know what I mean? I mean, I have a few things to hide. I don't reveal everything about myself.
I think the people like the other John if you're going to be whining all the time.
I wasn't whining. I was just,
you're the one that reported it, not us.
Yeah.
We're working off a story first reported by John Burton. We're not breaking any news here.
He's got inside information over there.
Well, I'm working on it.
Schizoid head over here.
Listen, I'm a Gemini, okay? Multiple personalities, okay? I'm many Johns. I'm Jonathan Burton. I'm John Burton.
It does make
I'm
more
Johnny
sense
Nashville.
Suddenly.
I've been into many Johns.
yes, you have. You know, I'm Johnny Nashville. I'm Johnny Drama. You know, I'm Johnny Swinger. I'm Jonathan Burton.
What?
I'm John Burton. You know.
The Johnny Swinger. I've never heard that one.
No, I'm just stealing the gimmick from a pro wrestler from Impact Wrestling. Shout out Johnny Swinger. Hope you're well.
Wow.
He's probably not listening right now, but... Johnny Drama from Entourage, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's whatever, man. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing good, man. It's a beautiful day. I feel as good as I've felt since I was in my early 20s.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just passed a 2-week mark since my second vaccination, so I guess I'm good to go.
But you still got that. Well, maybe that explains your schizoid Gemini twins, that extra head on your shoulder.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Oh, you noticed that, huh?
Well, you've done a good job of covering it up.
Right, right. That's why I'm wearing a hoodie today.
You look like, what was the one in the Young Frankenstein?
Yeah, that's Frankenstein you, sir.
Marty Feldman, right?
Yeah.
Every time the hump was on the other side.
Yeah. What a great movie that was.
Oh, gosh.
Was that Mel Brooks?
Gene Wilder.
And, yep. Terry Garr.
It was Horace Leachman.
Yep.
Great movie. Yep. The big guy.
Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of the great movies of all time. So, anyway. Talk.
Yeah.
What's going on?
By the end of the day, we could see the Nashville Predators clinch a playoff spot without even playing a game. How about that?
Well, that's obviously because the Stars have Tampa Bay tonight, and then they go to Chicago for two. The Preds have Carolina tomorrow and Monday, and yes, with a 4-point lead and a loss tonight because the Predators have the tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. So
we should say loss in regulation.
Yeah. So. If they get a point, though,
It's still, you know, it's still an uphill climb for them.
Yep.
Basically, the Preds, and I believe this is true. I thought I read this or heard this. You know, the Preds would have to lose out in regulation, and the Stars would have to win out in order to not make the
in
playoffs.
Regulation all for all those five things, right? So, Charlie,
think if the Stars win, they win. You know, because you get the 2 points no matter what. So, yeah, Preds would have to lose their last two games to Carolina in regulation.
In regulation,
and the Stars would have to win out. It's highly unlikely. I think Tampa's going to pound them tonight in regulation, and you know we're going to. Have a nice celebratory Friday night with knowing that the Preds have made the playoffs, and then you can do what you want. As Charlie said yesterday, you could start Pecorine in these two games against Carolina if you want, and you can get a look at some of these younger guys or some of these, you know, fringe playoff roster guys, Rocco Grimaldi, whoever you want to say, you know, that kind of thing. So we'll see what happens tonight. But, you know, just when you think the Stars are dead, you know, they seem to hang on, but I don't know. I think they're out of gas.
Or going to overtime every
right,
game.
Right, exactly. Yeah, watch them get a goal late and force overtime, but we'll see what happens tonight. So, you know, scoreboard watching tonight. Everybody have their eyes on that Dallas-Tampa game tonight.
Should be fun. Again, the Preds up by four. They play tomorrow night and Monday night at home. And by the time this thing rolls around, a week from today, if they are in the playoffs, their home games, I guess they'll go on the road for the first two,
right?
Can be up to 100% capacity. Because a week from today, May 14th, is when when the mayor said it's up to each venue to determine. You know, we were talking about the sounds. Remember their first three games next week at home, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 40%, and then Friday night, 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So. Come one, come all. Yeah.
And
we'll hold as many as we'll invite as many as the park can hold. Yeah. So, we're just a week away, folks, from basically, you know, quote unquote, what we've been talking about since what, May of last year, quote unquote, getting back to normal. So, vaccinations are, there seem to be going well. Numbers are coming down. So, it's a good sign.
Also, Vanderbilt baseball tonight. Vanderbilt with the Friday 6:30 tonight. That would be Friday. Saturday at 2, Sunday at 1 with Alabama coming in. They go to Ole Miss, and then they come back and finish up with Kentucky. So in that Kentucky series will be, we'll see. I think Vanderbilt at Hawkins Field is going to allow 100%, but I think everybody has to be masked. And I saw people, you know, saying, I'm not going to go if I got to wear a mask.
Fine, then don't go.
But I said, yeah, you know what I said?
Yeah.
Give me your ticket. I'll use it.
Yeah, give your ticket to somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't want to go, then don't go. That's your choice.
Yeah, it's your choice. And it's their choice to
put
that there or not, you know.
It's real simple. If you want to come in and watch the game, wear a mask.
Yeah.
If you don't want to wear a mask, don't come in.
Yeah. So
It ain't hard.
You know, and you got to figure Vanderbilt has to be at the edge because of, I do believe there is a hospital associated with Vanderbilt University that's fairly prominent.
Yeah,
in
all
of this.
I saw that on the internet, so it has to be true.
Yeah. So, Nashville SC, tomorrow, 12:30. They've gone nil, 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 right? Is that right? Am I saying it right?
Well, they've gone,
No. Nil, nil, the last one. Draw, draw, draw.
Yeah. Back to back to back draws there. Right. 0-0-3.
Right.
To start the season.
And so they have New England, tomorrow afternoon.
Really good club. Really
tomorrow,
good side.
Tomorrow's going to be a really nice day, by the way.
Right.
So at 12, Nissan Stadium tomorrow afternoon at 12:30.
Yep. New England Revolution, one of the better teams in MLS. It'll be a big test for our boys in gold. And, you know, we talked about this, you know, to have this luxury of having so many home matches to start the season, you'd like to see the club take better advantage of it. But they can get a win tomorrow, get that proper result, get the 3 points. I think that'll be a big boost for them, especially against a good team like New England.
So, Titans making some moves. I saw that. Kareem, war released. There's two or three additions here. They're sort of under the radar, but I saw that they announced them. I was going to write them down. Actually, by the way, are you noticing what I'm working off of right now?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I wrote.
Folks, if you don't know, Greg has like this huge yellow legal pad full of just notes.
Well,
copious
it's just
notes.
A regular size legal pad.
Well, it looks big to me. All right. Oh, fine. A regular size yellow legal pad, and he jots down a lot of notes for, you know, the things to talk about as we progress through the show.
He does a really
nice job prepping, and I notice you have a almost like a oversized post-it note.
Right.
Now.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I left my legal pad with my notes sitting on my desk. Last night, before I went off to snooze, I didn't put it in the bag, so I just picked up the bag and left, and obviously it's on my desk.
Well, it'll be there when you get home.
I even thought about you know, having Robin send me a text me a picture of it.
Right.
But we know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the Titans added three players and waived one yesterday. So a little secondary moves. They added defensive back Greg Maben and linebacker Justin March, and departed ways with defensive back Kareem Orr. Of course, they had already added, we talked about this yesterday, Brian Hill, which,
right, running back.
The running back, mm-hmm, who had, you know, spent last year with the Falcons. And, you know, he averaged he averaged 4.65 yards per carry, and he carried it 100 times, which isn't a lot, but not a little.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a wiggle. He's got, you know, he's got some burst to the outside. He's a smaller back. I mean, compared to Derrick Henry, everybody's a smaller back. But, you know, I think, you know, it's a veteran guy that you can put in that running back room, and it's a guy that can help mentor Darrington Evans, right?
Think so, or maybe mentor or take his job. Yeah, both. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he's brought in to be behind Evans, quite frankly. I haven't. What have you seen of Darrington? It's incomplete. Okay, his grade, because he hasn't been out there.
Exactly.
You know, it's not fair maybe to say not even close to a bust.
No,
but we hadn't seen it. When you got a, what's it, availability and accountability, right?
Well, the best ability is availability.
Yes.
You got to be out. You can't help the club in the tub. So hopefully he can stay healthy, because I was really excited, weren't you, when they drafted him last year?
Yeah.
I thought this was a change of pace guy, a guy you could work out of the backfield on screens and short passes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he made a living of that at Appalachian State as a collegiate player. So, you know, there's the jury's still out on him, but why not bring in, you know, a veteran, a guy that's, you know, had some totes in the league, in a Brian Hill? It's not going to cost you a whole lot. So, you know, it's adding. It's either adding to your running back room, like I said, or it's insurance in case, you know, Evans, you know, keeps having issues with injuries and stuff like that. But you look at their rookie class last year. I mean, we'll put Isaiah Wilson aside for a second, but, you know, Christian Fulton missed a lot of time with injuries, and Evans missed a lot of time with injuries, and, you know, Murchison didn't really see a lot from him. Got some tick towards the middle of the season. You know, you wonder what, you know, how much he's going to improve going into year two. So there's some young guys on this roster that really need to step up, especially with some of the losses that the Titans have occurred in free agency and flat out just guys getting cut, right?
Yeah, and they bring back Greg Maben. He was on the roster. Maben was during the 2020 season, signed by the Bucks even before that. So he's, you know, he's been around, played 34 games, 5 starts. Just depth in the secondary. He's been with the Bills, 49ers, Bengals, Jags. So he's two things. One, he can't keep a job. And number two, he always gets one. So you're either
glass half full or glass half empty on that, right?
Yep. And then linebacker Justin March. March was signed by the Chiefs as an undrafted free agent in 2015. He's played for the Chiefs, Dolphins, Seahawks, Cowboys. The last 4 years for the Cowboy, 59 games, 5 starts. He played 12 games for Dallas last year. And he's UT Chattanooga, so Tennessee Chattanooga kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And then Kareem Orr was released, so that just some transactions. I think these kind of things are going to start filtering in.
Yeah. And teams are going to start gearing up for the June 1st cuts, you know, and they're going to try to leave some salary cap space available in case there's a guy that gets cut after June 1st that maybe they like, that they're able to bring in, you know, for a reduced rate, but you still have to have, you know, the cap space available. So I think a lot of teams are loading up for that.
All right. Well, that's, I don't know. This is should be a fun weekend. You're busy all weekend?
We'll be rocking and rolling all weekend. And,
you passed the draft, so that's out of the way.
Right. And then just gearing up for the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because, you know, you guys know this. You know, when you gear up for the playoffs, you don't know how long it's going to last. In 2017, I thought, well, they'll be out in the first round. How'd that turn out? They went all the way to Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals. So you got to be ready for anything. So, yeah, things could get really busy. And, you know, we'll see when the Titans start filtering in and start doing some on-field stuff. I don't know if they will, you know, with everything going on with the Players Association and stuff like that. But we're in an interesting time because, you know – the playoffs are starting later than they normally would, right? You know, middle towards the end of May. So we could be at this a while. Which isn't a bad thing at all.
But the thing about that was
I'd much rather watch playoff hockey than regular season hockey. I'm not a guy that's plugged into all 82 games and what they mean and stuff like that, but I love the playoffs.
Well, you were talking about just right before that, the players coming in for OTA working at home or wherever.
Yeah.
The thing is, this is the risk the players are going to take.
Okay.
If they say, we're not coming into OTAs, mm-hmm. we're not coming into the development program working out there, when they're allowed to be in the facility. But you're working out. You need to work out wherever you are, right?
Exactly. Yeah. The onus is on you.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you come in and you tear your Achilles like Juwan James did,
mm-hmm.
You know how much that's going to cost him? $32 million. Because this coming year he was going to go, it was a 10 and a 10 and a 12, and they're going to release him completely.
Wow.
Yeah. And is there any recourse for him? They're going to call it a non-football injury.
Right.
But if he would have done the same injury, he's covered. His contract's mm-hmm, fine. Mm-hmm, he's covered. Mm-hmm. So if you there's this little tug of war going right now between teams, owners, and the players about, well, look, last year, the product was fine. There weren't mm-hmm. an inordinate amount of injuries. And so, so there's wanting to be pullback of more of the things of the OTAs,
yeah.
the required times they've got to be there, and then especially the mini camp, which is required in June.
Right,
you get hurt outside of the bubble. You're on your own, man.
Yeah, the players are taking advantage of the fact that these other things, other than the mandatory June mini camp, mm-hmm. are voluntary.
Right.
So it's like, well, why should I have to come? But my thing is like, a lot of guys get workout bonuses. I work out 6 days a week. I love it. You pay me to do it, I'll come in. I'll come in and do a couple sets of squats and bench press and deadlifts I was going to do it anyway.
I got every player though has the mind because they're all bulletproof that won't happen.
Well, nothing's going to happen.
Nothing's going
to
happen to me. Nothing's
God
gonna
knows
happen to
I
me.
Was that way.
Yeah. And when you get to that level and you've been sort of injury free, you sort of think you are right.
Yeah. Good
so,
point. Good
all right.
Point.
Hey, that gets us going this morning. 10:25. Terry Crisp.
Oh, the Zen of Crisp.
Crispy, yeah. I went around the rotation and with mm-hmm. some people, and Crispy, I'm not going to tell him like he was, because I asked Chris Mason, and he's out with his daughter's field day today.
Oh.
Yeah, which I thought, that's what I said.
What a good day.
Yeah, oh, that's what I did. Oh, thanks anyway. But anyways, we'll have Terry Crisp. But coming up after this first break, certainly we're going to have phone calls all morning long on the F&M Bank phone line. But after the break, obviously we'll go to Knoxville, talk a little Vols with Ryan Callahan. Buying or selling a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you could make. That's why Edmunds has been taking the guesswork out of car shopping for over 50 years. Wherever you are in the process, Edmunds.com can help. They have tons of local listings for new and used vehicles with deal ratings that tell you if an offer is fair. And the free online tools can help you build your budget, calculate financing, or even get a free appraisal if you're selling or trading in. Not sure where to start looking? The Edmunds editorial team test drives over 300 new vehicles a year, reviewing almost every car on the market, so you can narrow down your search to their top-ranked SUVs, trucks, and more. And it's all about price, right? Price point. If you're selling or if you're buying, you get that free online appraisal for your trade-in, and also the price checker makes you feel more confident with the price quotes that you're getting. Whether you're just browsing or know exactly what you want, Edmunds gives you that extra boost of confidence. Visit Edmunds.com to get started. For cars, there's Edmunds.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: sunshine, highs around 70 for tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the 50s, a chance of showers on Saturday, cloudy, highs near 66, and Mother's Day Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy, highs near 77. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pug. We're presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall right here in the Strike and Fair. They are Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7 on the F&M Bank phone line. Good morning, Ryan. How you doing?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing all right.
Fantastic. Happy Friday.
What's going on the hill? Anything?
Yeah, what can you, I mean, we haven't had what any, can you tell us, Ryan?
Had anything we didn't have weird you... come out from up there lately?
Just give it a few days. Usually,
right? Well, you know, I want to go back. I was with the draft. Trey Smith, 6th round, Kansas City, 226 overall, from going to being thought of as to being a surefire first rounder, and played that way quite a bit during his career. Certainly the medical issues forced him down. But man, if he ever gets past that concern and he plays to his ceiling, what a steal in the 6th round.
Yeah, I think so too. Just tons of upside there at that spot. There's obviously very little risk. 6th round picks get cut all the time. You know, it's not a big deal to take a flyer on a guy like that with that kind of ability. And I love for the Chiefs too that you get a really motivated player in this case, because he made it clear he's not going to forget that he slid to the 6th round. You know, he can understand it all he wants, but that doesn't make it any easier to accept. And at the end of the day, I think he still thinks he's the type of player who should have been chosen in the 1st, 2nd, 3rd round. Certainly was surprised to go past the 2nd day of the draft, and I think was stunned that he didn't go until the 6th round. So, you know, we thought all along, and I think most people did, in projecting where he would go, it only takes one team to be willing to accept the medical situation, to not worry about that. And the other thing that probably caused him to slide, he didn't play great the past couple years at times. He was much more inconsistent, especially this past year. So that could have played into it as well. But just the upside that's there, you know, and I think he's gotten better at managing his situation. So I would certainly have no qualms drafting a guy like Trey Smith in the 6th round.
Also, Josh Palmer, 3rd round to the Chargers, about sort of the range where we thought, right?
Yeah, probably even a little bit on the high end, yeah, for where people thought he might go. I think about right, though. A lot of people did think he would go in that 3rd to 4th round range, and he helped himself, I think, this offseason with some of his workouts. And I think he's one of those guys that didn't make a huge name for himself in college. You know, he wasn't a household name. I think when people looked at the body of work, they said, you know, his quarterbacks didn't do him a lot of favors because he just wasn't part of a great offense, but Every time you saw him with an opportunity to make a play, he did well in college. So I think the ability is there, and despite not being maybe a household name, he's got a chance to be a pretty good pro. So I think that was a nice spot for him, and we'll see how he does now at the next level. But I'm not surprised, and he's always, I think, had sort of an upside to his game that his stats at Tennessee never quite reflected in some ways, just because I think he was capable of more, just maybe didn't have the quarterback play and the offense around him to get in there.
Overall, when you look at big picture, though, you know, the fact that these guys are getting drafted out of UT over the last, you know, 5-6 years is a good sign for the program, because it wasn't that long ago where we were going a couple of years without anybody getting drafted out of UT, right?
That's right. Yeah, it gets worse. You know, they certainly need to have more than two guys drafted. Sure. Because getting players to the NFL is, you know, when it comes to recruiting and rebuilding a program, kids want to go to the NFL. It's important. So you've not only got to start putting guys back in the NFL on a more regular basis, but you've got to find some stars. You know, Tennessee gets a lot of mileage these days out of having produced Alvin Kamara, you know, but that was obviously two coaching staffs to go at the same time. So you need to be able to produce players, you know, similar to that a little more frequently than they have in recent years. But yeah, it does get worse, and they've shown that in recent years when they've had those drafts where they had the goose eggs among players drafted. So to at least have a couple taken, it's a good place to start for Josh Heupel and his staff to build from that. But at the same time, you know, Kentucky and Missouri, I think each had 5 draft picks, maybe more. But when you're comparing to what you're up against in the SEC, obviously compared to everyone else in that conference, they've got some work to do, pretty much.
Ryan Callahan is our guest, GoVols 24/7. Just looking at some of the recruiting news involving UT football, looks like, you know, they're starting to make some inroads here. What do we know about Anthony Brown from Milan?
You know, he is Tennessee is on his list. He announced the top 12 this week that did include Tennessee. So the Vols are in the mix there. But you know, how much will they continue to push for him? I don't know that they've made him a huge priority the past month or two. So that was going to be interesting to see. You know, do they stay involved there? Obviously, a top 12, not necessarily. A player's not usually looking at all 12 of those schools when he puts out a list of favorites that large. You know, realistically, most players could probably give you a top 5 on any given day if you really needed to. They just want to keep more schools in the mix. So I think Tennessee's probably got some ground to make up there a little bit, but still in the picture, and we'll see if they decide to push harder in the coming months. I think he's a good in-state player, but a guy who's maybe just not at the very top of their defensive backboard, and you know, still in the picture with him, and that gives them the option to become more of a factor moving forward, but got to become more involved, I think, to have a real shot.
Ryan Callahan on the F&M Bank phone line. I saw where Heupel gave his coaches a little bit of time off, get back at it Monday heading into the grind. Certainly camps are coming up next month and everything, but been living in hotels and sleeping on air mattresses and getting the family here, all of that stuff.
Takeout food.
I doubt that. You know, but anyway, just sort of give them a little time to get settled in, because they've, from the day one, hit the ground running, every one of them, right?
Yeah, I absolutely. The first months of a new coaching staff's time at a school certainly can be hectic, and yeah, no one really has time to go out and, you know, look at houses and get, you know, in some cases get their families here and things like that. So it is wild sometimes, especially when you come in like they did. You know, Heupel was hired a week before National Signing Day and had to worry about trying to find another player or two at the last minute there to add to Tennessee's class, and you know, had to go out and hire a staff after that, and then it was kind of right into spring practice. So there's just not much of a chance to slow down, and that's one of the reasons talking with some people that there's a lot of relief, a big sense of relief over the fact that there's a dead period in the summer that is remaining a part of the calendar, even though recruiting has been dead for more than a year, and they're just now going back to allowing in-person recruiting as of June 1st. But even with that being the case and visits not having been an option for more than a year, They're still having that nearly month-long dead period that will start in late June because that's when coaches usually take their vacations, and it's really the only time of year that they can afford to do that. So when you talk about just getting a couple of days to sort of settle in, that's legit because these guys work hard year-round, and aside from that time in July, there's usually not much of a vacation for any of them. So it's a grind, and they know that going in. But, yeah, that's the reality is it takes some time to get settled into a new place because it's just you're going 100 miles an hour from the day you get there and never really slow down.
SEC meetings or whenever it's going to be determined, this one-time transfer rule, Greg Sankey has been adamant against it. Certainly, he's made that point clear. And but then again, if the other Power Fives, I think the ACC's already said it's going to waive some other conferences, it's going to follow suit. It's going to be hard, I think, for the SEC if the other Power Four, a five concert, I mean, conferences go to not allow it. I think it's going to be tough. But right now, Sankey is against the one-time waiver within the league.
Well, He is maybe to a degree, but his stance on it has always been kind of the same, which is that's up to the conference schools. And there's, the rules are in place because the schools have never really wanted to change them because this came up last year. Remember, there was all the controversy over Cade Mays not being eligible right away and other players that had transferred within the conference not being cleared to play right away. Mays eventually was cleared. But the rule is the rule, and so he was asked about that multiple times and said, look, the rule is there because the schools want it to be. If they ever don't want it to be, they can change it. They know exactly what has to happen. So I think where things stand is there are some schools who are fully on board with what you're saying. Let's go ahead and change it. We're going to be at a competitive disadvantage if we don't compared to some other conferences. There's another side, and I would say, based on what he said in the past about it, that Nick Saban is kind of against it, and that obviously is a vote that usually matters because I think there's some concern, obviously, about what it could mean, about the possibility, the real possibility of tampering and things like that, where if a player, say you have a close recruiting battle between Alabama and LSU, and a player comes in and his first year in whichever of those programs he picks, things don't go perfectly, he doesn't start right away. If a player can transfer back to the other school and you pass word to that player through whatever means necessary that, hey, we would be happy to take you back at the school you didn't choose, that creates some problems. So I think that's a concern, and especially in the SEC, how fierce those recruiting battles are. I think people are afraid to open that Pandora's box of allowing players to go immediately from one SEC rival to another and things like that. So and then I think you have maybe a few or half of the schools that are kind of in the middle that definitely don't want to be at a competitive disadvantage but aren't really sure that it's right to go down that path right now. So I think they've got to figure it out and they just got to get on the same page somehow and see if everybody can come to a consensus on what's the right thing to do. But I'm with you. I think it's the kind of thing they need to probably do. Because it's going to hurt them a little bit in the transfer market, which is obviously becoming such a huge deal if the SEC doesn't allow intra-conference transfers.
Javonte Payton, a guy that seemed to kind of get lost in the shuffle at Mississippi State, he's coming home to Tennessee. How significant is that transfer, you think?
I think that's a bigger deal than people might assume, just kind of glancing at that. Obviously Tennessee's taken now six transfers this offseason and still potentially looking for more help if they can find the right fit. But he's a guy that I think has a chance to make a pretty good impact on this team, and I don't think they would be bringing him in if they didn't think he was. And people, I think, looked at that this week and said, wide receiver, doesn't Tennessee have bigger needs? And on the surface, maybe so, but you've also got some guys in this offense, Velus Jones Jr., Jalen Hyatt, a couple of Tennessee's top returning receivers, not necessarily classic outside receivers. Those are guys that might ideally fit in the slot a little more. So a guy like Javonte Payton, who's played in the SEC, has a little more size, has the speed to be a deep threat. He gives you another option there on the perimeter, and I think it's important to have that spot more solidified. They are counting on some guys this year who just haven't done it. We talked earlier about Josh Palmer. Obviously, he's out of the picture now, so they've got to count on guys like Jalen Hyatt, but like Jimmy Callaway, who really didn't play much last year as a freshman, guys like that are stepping into bigger roles this year. It's kind of an unknown. There are some players who are just going to need to really step in to fill that spot. And now Javonte Payton kind of gives them a little more of a bridge, another veteran they can count on there, and didn't never have big numbers in Mississippi State, but did have a 100-yard game last year in Mississippi State season opener against LSU. So he's shown flashes of ability. I think he still has big-time ability. It just hasn't added up to him for one reason or another at Mississippi State. So we'll see if a fresh start does him some good, but I think Tennessee's optimistic that they're getting a guy that will help this offense right away, and that's why they wanted to bring in a wide receiver. They wanted to improve this offense, and obviously they want to throw the ball, and that's, you know, this staff wants to be good at what they do, and that's obviously going to be the centerpiece of this offense.
Ryan, SEC Media Days, we know the dates, July 19th through the 22nd, a week later than usual, I believe, but July 20th, Tennessee, the 21st will be Vanderbilt. They got 3, 4, 4, and 3 teams each of the days. Is it going to be anything like it used to be? Or because you know with the print side of it, it's a cattle call. Then they put everybody in that room.
Yep, and we have not heard a final verdict on that. Last year they were set to have some limitations on how things were going to be handled. There was, you know, talk of doing it virtually, and then it just got scrapped altogether with all the uncertainty over the season and whether it was going to happen. And essentially, that I think they were just afraid last year's was going to turn into nothing but questions about what could be expected from the season. So they just decided to throw it out altogether, but. You know, this year, I think they're going to have it. It's just a matter of whether it will be, you know, limited attendance, as you said. It's such a big event. So many places are starting to open things back up. Will they decide to allow it to be that big of an event, or will it be restricted to one or two people per media outlet to keep the numbers a little lower? Or how will they do it? We're not really sure yet. So that'll be interesting to see. But we're obviously trending back toward opening things back up a lot of places. So I could certainly see that being a more heavily attended event than people might expect. So an interesting decision to be made there that will probably be reflective of what we're going to see at SEC schools in press boxes across the country this year.
Joining us on the F&M Bank phone line today, Ryan Callahan at Ryan Callahan 24/7, govols247.com. Thank you, Ryan. Have a great weekend, man.
Thanks, Ryan.
You too. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, oh, by Ryan, you got a second?
Yeah.
Don't make me not like Albert Pujols again, okay? I've gotten to where I've liked him, not in a Cardinal uniform. I'm just saying.
Well, you're about to hate him when the Yankees sign him.
Well, that's a Yankees I try to have out of mind. Okay, we don't.
that's what I'm here for. Yeah, to keep them fresh, right, in your mind.
I know.
I don't think you have anything to worry about there. I don't think the reunion's happening, but you never know. I guess. Even if it does happen, he's a pinch hitter at this point in his career. You know?
Well, exactly. I really have respected him every time he knocked one out of old Miller Park or whatever. But anyway, thank you, man. Thank you, Ryan. See you, buddy.
Appreciate Ryan.
Thank you.
Hey, buying or selling a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you can make, and that's why Edmunds has taken the guesswork out of car shopping for over 50 years. Wherever you are in the process, Edmunds.com can help. Tons of local listings for new and used vehicles with deal ratings that tell you if an offer is fair, and the free online tools can help you build your budget, calculate financing, get a free appraisal. That way, if you're selling or trading in, what is the real value of your vehicle? Not sure where to start looking. Edmunds editorial team test drives over 300 new vehicles a year, reviewing almost every one of them on the market. Narrow down your search to their top-ranked cars, SUVs, trucks, and more. And it's really cool. You can't test drive everything, right? And you're going to say, hey, my brother test drove it, he liked it. No, these have trained editorial team test drivers over 300 vehicles a year. So they do a lot of the work for you. That way you can really settle in and use all of their apps to find out, to expand the search, narrow the search right here in our very own marketplace. Whether you're just browsing or know exactly what you want, Edmunds gives you that extra boost of confidence. Visit Edmunds.com to get started for cars. There's Edmunds. Want to give us a call? We're all wide open. Top of the hour, 615-844-5600.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin. That paired with a cup of coffee is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
No one outfits golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been fitting golfers since 1968. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing and our 4Sight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, pair of shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Against all better judgment and no half-stepping, Redneck Nation is now full-time. Nashville Sports Radio is serving up the best coverage of your Nashville Predators. When the clock hits 5, the Renegades of Puck are on the air twice a day, a.m. or p.m. Every weekday at 5, Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck give you Predneck Nation. If the clock says 5, Predneck Nation is on Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue. We're hanging out in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Coldall. By the way, we will be at Kitchen Notes. It got moved back a week, May 27th, which is, what, 3 weeks from today. Is today Thursday? I started to come out today. No, today's Friday. Remember yesterday when I said Tim Corbin? Almost introduced Ryan Callahan as Tim Corbin, just as a, just as a gag.
Poor Ryan, he'd be like, "What?"
Yeah, not knowing the joke whatsoever.
Exactly, yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyway, so 615-844-5600. If you want to give us a call on the F&M Bank phone line, please do. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Steve.
Hey. Talking about pool hosts, I don't begrudge any player for ever getting this money, but besides John's Yankees, is that big, you know, big payroll, is that ever paid off in Major League Baseball on a bunch of money at big names?
And, A-Rod was the one that first broke the bank, right?
And I believe Pujols' deal was 10 years, $240 million. Mm-hmm, yep. He signed it at 31 years old. And I remember at the time saying, wow, they're actually going to commit to this guy for, you know, into his early 40s, and they did, you know, give him credit. I mean, they had no choice to, but they did, and they, you know, they wrote it out as long as they could.
Just never, I mean, y'all know baseball, you can't.
Well, there's one right here from here, a Bandy boy, David Price, got that same deal, and, you know, now's in the bullpen. I don't think it's where he's going to stay. But, yeah, I was just looking at Pujols. Of course, people don't know that he was released by the Angels yesterday. Last year, played 24 games. The year before, 39. He did play at least 130 every year that he was there, except for 2013.
I think he only made the All-Star game once.
Yeah.
Is that right? Once or twice in the 10 years he was with the Angels?
It's really pretty cool. He was 11 years with the Cardinals, 10 years with whatever they call them now.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim,
thank
Greg.
Thank you. The California Angels.
Yes, exactly.
If you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. That's how I refer to
him. Let me just see what he batted. I mean, just what he did there. Man, the thing's so long, I got to scroll down. But, yeah, I mean, obviously Hall of Famer.
First ballot, walk in.
Yep. He was All-Star in 2015 with the Angels, mm-hmm. and that was the last time.
Yeah.
Now, in 2014, he finished 17th in the MVP voting, and then in his last year in St. Louis, he finished 5th. In the MVP voting. So, but his batting average, I'm going to get this if it kills me. He hit 222 home runs in 10 years. So an average of, 22 a year, but these last two didn't much count. He hit 445 there. So 667 home runs.
Oh, yeah. 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 He's had an incredible career, won a couple World Series, bunch of MVPs.
His career, his batting average as a Cardinal, .328. His batting average as an Angel, .256.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I guess it helps some at the gate merchandise, but I think the goal is to win a championship. And now they've got Mike Trout. They're going to waste that talent. I mean, Shohei. I can't say his name. Ohtani, whatever. But
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Shohei.
So don't you think he's going to have? Doesn't at some point he have to say, I'm a pitcher or an everyday player?
You would think, but I don't think he has any intention
not
of
now,
doing that.
Not now, and they certainly don't want it. You know, I don't know, can a everyday pitcher, everyday player play 4 days and pitch on that fifth?
You can probably up until a certain age, don't you think?
Or maybe three out of four in the middle. Maybe not play the day before you pitch.
Right.
And maybe just pinch it. That's a weird deal all the way around, really.
Yeah, I think the pitching is the thing would have to go. It'd be hard to do both long term. All right, boys.
I need some tickets. Give me some. Didn't I just say I'm thinking about going to – you got any tickets for me, Steve?
Hey, Greg, you don't need tickets. You are America's guest. I keep telling you
that. I would not be groveling for them if that were the case.
You're welcome everywhere you go.
I'm at the Strike and Spare in Hermitage. Come on over.
Never a bad time to have a good time.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Steve.
We'll be back for some more phone calls right after the break.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game-changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy conforme. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du vient tout.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
But Dr.
doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 72. Partly cloudy tonight with a stray shower late, low 50. Mostly cloudy with a shower in spot Saturday, high 66. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
+615-844-5600. That gets you into the F&M Bank phone line. Let's go right to it. Clay, good morning.
Happy Friday, boys.
Hey, Clay.
What's up, Clay?
Pogey?
Yes, sir.
You got anything going on Friday night?
Tonight? or
yeah,
just
I'm
any,
sorry,
any
just Friday?
Friday
yeah.
We've been forgetting what day. We've been forgetting the days all week on this
it's
show.
It's Friday so. Night. If I'm grilling steaks, it's steak night at the Pogues. Long-standing tradition.
If VUPD tries to run me out of the parking garage, you may have to come bail me out of jail.
Not happening.
I'm going to the parking garage tonight, boys. Watch a few innings.
Well, you know, if you don't want to draw attention, why do you go on the radio talking about it?
He's got a point. He's got a point, Clay.
I doubt that they're listening, Pogey.
Oh, you don't know, man. You don't underestimate our reach. As a matter of fact, we're gonna pull this out and email it to the police over there.
No, you're not.
You made him think for a second, didn't you?
Get that hook out of your mouth, man.
That's a promo. That's a promo. Mark the tape. That's a promo.
I'm looking for a sweep from Corbs and the boys this weekend.
Yeah,
boys,
they gotta get back
our winning ways.
They got to get back on track here. At least I think they'll definitely take two out of three. But you're right, a sweep would be nice.
Hasn't it been four series since both Rocker and Leiter won their openers? I think it's been like four series
Sounds
ago.
Right. I don't know for sure.
Well, I know not the last three for sure.
Yeah.
Leiter's last three outings have not been really Leiter like. So hopefully, you know, tomorrow he'll be back to his awesome self. So we'll just have to see.
Leiter like.
So we've got Alabama at home. We've got, I think, Kentucky at home, and we've got
Ole Miss on the road next weekend. Yeah, you close with Kentucky at home.
So, So you're grilling steaks tonight, huh, Pogie?
Yes, sir.
Well, I might change my plans if I can come over.
No, you deserve to be arrested in the parking garage. It's been April 1st, the series against LSU, which they swept down there. That's been the last series with Georgia. Rocker won the first game, Leiter won the second. With Tennessee, flip it around, and then with Mississippi State, flip it around, and then with Florida, flip it around. So, yeah, it's been four straight series where either Rocker or Leiter lost their game. But not both.
Yeah. One or the other, right. Gotcha.
Boys, have a fabulous weekend.
Right. Thanks, Clay. Be careful. He thought about it. He paused. He was like, no, you're not.
No.
Well, how do you know we're not? You know.
That's too much effort on behalf of Clay.
We are considered pillars of the community. We have to, it's our civil duty.
I'm more like a pillow. You can be a pillar.
I'm working on it.
Hey, coming up next hour, more of your phone calls on the F&M Bank phone line, including Zen of Chris, none other than Terry Chris. Your phone calls, just hang out.
WPDQ Transpro.
On air and online, Sports Radio WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. A federal grand jury has now indicted the four former police officers involved in George Floyd's death on charges they violated his civil rights. The indictments come weeks after a jury convicted Derek Chauvin of state charges in the murder of Floyd last May. Video showed Chauvin's knee pinned to Floyd's neck. Chauvin is charged with one federal count for his direct role. In a separate indictment, Chauvin is also charged with violating the rights of a 17-year-old in 2017. The Labor Department this morning says employers added fewer jobs than expected last month. 266,000 people were added to payrolls, much lower than the 1 million expected. TD Ameritrade's J.J. Kinahan says it's likely a question of which jobs are being filled and when.
This one may have to do with timing, when people actually hit the payroll and being at such different opening areas around the country.
Some employers report trouble in filling positions. This is ABC News.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
It is hour number two of the big show right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. John Burton, Greg Pogue, and Crazy Charlie. 615-844-5600. John?
Yeah, I've got some Nashville SC news. Nashville Soccer Club announced today that following Mayor John Cooper's recent reopening announcement and with the approval from MLS, fans will be allowed at Nissan Stadium in a near full capacity setting starting Sunday, May 23rd, when SC hosts Austin FC, and that's going to be nationally televised cable on FS1 and Fox Deportes. So May 23rd, basically back to full capacity, nationally televised game against Austin. So that should be quite a scene, because I know the soccer fans in town have been waiting to get out there in full throat and have that lower bowl filled with soccer fans and getting everything going. So May 23rd, basically near full capacity, a nationally televised game. It's a Sunday, May 23rd against Austin. So pretty cool news from Nashville SC.
Yeah, they start with
they got New England Revolution right tomorrow, trying to get their first win of the year.
Then they go to Salt Lake, and then they're back here. So four of the first five games are at home, and the one you're mentioning May 23rd. Did you say a time there?
Because
I've got one here.
It says here. I think it's 8 p.m.
8 p.m. on FS1.
Yeah.
So now, did you say that FS1?
I did not say. I did say FS1, and I also said Fox Deportes.
Okay. Yeah. 8
Steve
o'clock.
Martin was a prop comic.
No, but you didn't get the time. 8 o'clock. That's Saturday night. I'm just trying to move the story along, John. Thanks.
Came out with an arrow through his head.
Okay.
People thought
that's
it was
one
funny
thing you do. Sometimes you'll do that. You know, I've heard it done in sports talk or any guy for a long time, because the other guy's talking, mm-hmm, and you're already thinking about what you're going to talk about and preparing, and then that guy gets finished and you say the same thing. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I'm just being a jerk.
Oh, well, I know. I'm just explaining.
You're the baby face. I'm the heel.
Is that it?
No. Sometimes.
But yeah. Anyway, cool. So you know. May 14th, I guess that's a week from today,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yes.
That's when the mayor said, hey, it's up to each venue. You do what you
want
to do.
Do what you want, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Cases are down, so. And I think it's time. You know, you go around town and you see basically things are as close to being back to normal as you can get anyway. So, yeah. It's good.
It struck me, and I think I mentioned it this past Saturday. I mentioned it on the air Monday, maybe, but this past Saturday at the 25th annual, something like that, Main Street Jazz Festival, something that I've gone to,
mm-hmm,
you know, forever, really. Yeah. I've gone to, I think, just about every one of them. Of course, they didn't have it last year. 2 years ago, it got totally washed out. And it's my kids grew up going, taking, you know, because the kids are still, young enough, take them to the food trucks and walk them around and everything. And then I got a great, then the wife would take them home and I'd get to stay and listen to the jazz. That's a deal.
That
is a deal. But and it felt like, I don't want to be melodramatic with it, but like a liberation, you know, because there were so many people there.
Yeah.
It was outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
A few people were wearing masks. good for you. You want to wear a mask, okay? Fine. But it just felt like, and it was such a beautiful day, and I was had reconnected with some people in the jazz world that were taking part of it.
Yeah.
And it just felt good, and I think
you realize how much you missed it.
Right. And I think incrementally, everybody is going to have their own markers along the way.
Absolutely.
That will mean something to them. And I'll just tell you this, although it got moved back a week, May 27th, us going back, the Bill King Show and our show, us going back to Kitchen Notes where we were the first Friday of the month for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then every Saturday morning, Charlie and I would be down at Bongo Java for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I've joined you for a few shows
one-on-one show. I'm really thinking about trying to get that back. I really enjoyed doing that because there's really nothing in the market that does it. It takes one person and just goes in deep.
It just spends
that one hour.
Yeah, extended time with them. I think it's a great idea.
But
that's going to be a landmark day when we go back to be doing our show from on the road. I've always enjoyed doing those shows, whether it's at Kitchen Notes, whether it's at, you know, the Southern Steak and Oyster, mm-hmm. or, you know, I know we did it at Landmark Bank one day with it was you, me, and Uncle Vinny, and we had a great time.
Yep.
So,
well, we'll be out again at the Whole Tines Golf Tournament. Have I mentioned that on the air yet?
You have.
June 14th, Whole Tines.
That's right around my birthday.
Right.
Wow. So we have much to celebrate.
When is your birthday?
June 12th.
I got to be off that day.
Yeah. I'm already off.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah, so but you're right. No, it is kind of an emotional thing because, you know, here's why, and I think you know this, and I think Charlie knows this too. There was just so much uncertainty this time last year. How long is this going to last? When will we get back to normal? Are we ever going to get back to normal? You know, and listen, things will never be the same after last year with COVID and everything like that. You know, we have to be cognizant of it now and get vaccinated if you want to, and, you know, masks and all that kind of stuff. But there was just so much uncertainty, which drove a lot of people crazy, drove me nuts. You know, as someone who leads a very active social life and who likes being around people and, you know what I mean, and getting a vibe from people and stuff like that. You're just sitting there. It's like, am I going to ever, you know, get back to doing what I love doing? Are we going to be able to get together and gather in groups and have fun together, you know? So the fact that we're pretty much, I think, I keep saying we're on the 5-yard line. I think we're on the 2-yard line right now, and it's a good feeling.
Yeah.
We have a long way to go. We have to do our part, though. You know, we have to be a lot more cognizant and wary about, you know, how we socially interact, make sure you wash your hands, et cetera, et cetera. You know, stay healthy and be careful. But still, you know, it's time, right? It's time to get back out there and do what we do, especially here in Nashville, where it's a work hard, play hard city.
Yeah, and a lot of our, although we're not tied to any one industry sector, although the medical field certainly, we're very, you know, known for that. But you see so many different. That's why when there was the 07 and then the most recent recession that we had, that we're pretty resilient because we've got diversity with everything that mm-hmm. we're into.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we were 615-844-5600 if you want to call us on the F&M Bank phone line. We were talking about Albert Pujols. The Yankees is being listed as a possible. Have you seen that?
Yeah, Charlie and I were talking. We were texting about it yesterday.
See there? And that's me with my computer saying, hope he goes there.
Well, Luke Voit is still not back yet. He's, you know, when he gets back, he'll be there every day first baseman. But what a guy you could, you know, bring off the bench or put in the lineup as a designated hitter if you want to rest Stanton. You know, he's in the American League now. He can DH. He doesn't have to play first base anymore. Well, he's in the American League with the Angels. What am I saying? Anyway, but that'd be a nice bat to come off the bench if you need it.
Yeah, because still, 198, still had 5 home runs, right?
Yeah. You know, he's still, you know, he can still run into one every now and then and put one, you know, over the wall. So that might not be a bad option. I mean, you can get him cheap now.
The Cardinals wouldn't. I just think you go there. You get, what's he going to do? You know, you got Paul Goldschmidt at first base, mm-hmm. and he's not going anywhere. I can't imagine him losing any starts for Pujols. So you got to think American League. But they're listing teams. They're listening here: Oakland A's, Chicago White Sox, mm-hmm.
This is all assuming he still wants to play,
the
right?
Tony La Russa connection.
Yeah.
With the White Sox.
Sure.
Because he
sure.
played, I think all 11 years he was in St. Louis, he had La Russa as manager.
I believe you're right. You know, but he may say, you know, and this is probably going to rub some people the wrong way, he may say, hey, I wanted to experience, you know, wearing the pinstripes for at least, you know, part of a season and just experience what it's like to be a Yankee. Who knows?
Yeah, you don't want to go to there and fail, though, because it's magnified.
Well, I mean, he's not going to be put in a huge position, right? He's going to be, like I said, probably spot DH. Once in a while, maybe play first, like on a Sunday, you know, after, you know, on a getaway day or something like that. So, why not?
Well, they also mentioned the Kansas City Royals. Mm-hmm. He's from that area, right? I didn't know that. He attended high school and junior college in Independence, Missouri, east of Kansas City. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either. I tell you what, when they did the groundbreaking for the new, what is now First Horizon Park, the new Sounds ballpark, were you around here then? The time frame.
No, I know.
But
I've been here 9 years, bro.
It was like they did the ceremonial, you know, groundbreaking, and it was well attended, dignitary. Yep. Albert Pujols was there. He just so happened to be in town, and they invited him, and he took part in it and was there. And of course, it was with the Brewers, you know, people, and then they later got kicked to the curb after putting up with them for all those years at Greer Stadium, saying, hey, we'll stick with you, you know. But as no one in the city made the Greer Stadium, I loved, man. I loved going there. I remember, can I sit back, John? Let me tell you.
It's story time with Greg Pogue, everybody, on the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Can I tell a story?
Please do.
No,
Come on, dude, it's Friday.
This is going to be a funny, okay?
Titans signed a couple players. If the Stars lose in regulation tonight, Preds are in the playoffs, you're up to date. Go.
Right. It was like set late 70s, 78, 79, young kid right out of high school, blah, blah, blah. You actually could drive to Tennessee. The drinking age in Kentucky was 21, but in Nashville at one time it was 18 and then it went to 19. But anyway, so four of us, about, I think we're probably 18, 19. We drove down, and you know, when you're coming down a 65, you get off there at Wedgewood and go over to 8th Avenue and come up like to the park that way. On the right there, there's some older buildings. That was Massage Row. One of the famous massage parlors there was Tokyo Sauna. All through there, I mean, they've now been, you know, long shuttered and everything. Okay, I don't know. All right, so we're going to the ball game, and I've never been in a massage parlor except one time in my life, and that was the night. And it was like season opener. See, it was the night of, I think, the national championship game, which would be in early April, you know, the men's basketball national championship game. So, we go to the game at Greer Stadium. As we're leaving, somebody dares us to go in there and go and just go. Well, we didn't have any intention of spending money and using their services. So, you know, but everybody could use a nice massage every once in a while, right? But, so we're sitting in there. They've got this little 16-inch black and white TV where they had the men's basketball national championship game on.
Okay.
And we were sitting in the lobby watching it, and the lady comes out, are you here for whatever? And my friend goes, no, we just dropped in to watch the game. And so we got up and left. That's my Tokyo Sauna story.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, it's a good story.
So, yes, I have been in a massage parlor, but never done business with one.
Okay.
Unlike Bob Kraft.
Allegedly.
Yes. Whatever happened with that?
Nothing.
No.
It just kind of went away. You know, yeah, Robert Kraft is a very wealthy man, so I'm sure he was able to, you know, do some things and, you know, make some things happen and make some things not happen. So good on him.
I always wondered why.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that.
for the reasons you just were speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but mm-hmm. anyway, 615-844-5600. That's my. I'm sure Larry Schmidto heard that. You know, because he's the one who obviously started Sounds, and he's going, man, I don't know about that Strike and Spare Family Fun Center sponsorship anymore.
Maybe we should think about this.
The stories, though, I would love. I came down to Greer Stadium, man. It was rocking. And back in, you know, when they had Don Mattingly mm-hmm. and Willie McGee and mm-hmm. and Steve Balboni. You remember him? Bye-bye Balboni.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He hit one. I mean,
that guy hit tape measure.
Yeah, he either struck out.
Yeah, I was gonna say he batted like 195 yeah. or like 125, but you know he was an all or nothing guy, right?
And I was at the game. Jack Armstrong pitched a no hitter, and I was at that game by late 80s. So I used to love going, and I remember Larry. He would walk around at the eighth inning to talk to everybody and greet mm-hmm. everybody, and he always had that plastic cup that had ice cream in it. It was a routine. If you ever saw him eighth inning walking around and greeting people, thanking them for coming and everything. So, and there was Larry. You know, he'd always have I think it was chocolate. It was like clockwork. It just, you know, the memories of my life. I used to love to take the kids there. Greer Stadium, and then the city just let it go. Sadly,
yeah,
the city just let it go. All right, let's do this. Let's get RD before the break. RD, you are on the F&M Bank phone line. How you doing, man?
Well, I feel privileged to be on the line. Good morning, guys.
It's a privilege to have you, RD. Good morning.
Listen, boy, you just brought up the Tokyo Sauna. I have a quick story for you. I used to, I may have shared with you before retiring and moving to Culiacan. I had a long career with the National Metro PD. I was always good at selling tickets to the policeman's ball. They would actually put me on special assignment for a couple of weeks, and that's all I would do. So I walk into the same Tokyo Sauna you're speaking of, full uniform. Walk up to the desk and introduce myself and tell her I'm here, I'm selling tickets to the policeman's ball. And the lady said, well, we've only bought tickets from the vice squad. I said, okay. So I just walked over and sat down a little couch they had in full uniform, sat down, crossed my legs, pulled up a magazine, started reading it. The lady said, I'll take 15.
You don't think anybody walk into Tokyo Sun and there's a clothed policeman sitting there? They're not going to turn around and leave, right?
I actually had that to happen, guys. One guy walked in and saw me, and poof, he was gone, brother. Okay, keep up the good work, guys.
All right,
thanks, RT. Hey, here's a can of worms, Greg. Why don't you open it?
Oh, it's a story. It's part of history. I tell you what, downtown Nashville, even as late as late 80s, you didn't go. Now, the Yield Spaghetti Factory was really the first one. They're not going to bring that back.
Yeah, I heard that.
And then the landlords, maybe you can get somewhere. But that was about the only place you would go down there, and it was up 2nd Avenue. I mean, not that I've read about this, but Bill Boner, the mayor at the time, was one that really started cleaning it up because he went down there as the mayor undercover. And there were peep shows and drug deals, and you know the Tootsie's was hardcore. All of those, you know, down it was a bad part of town. You didn't go down there.
Yeah.
You did not go down there.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, it's a bad part of town, man.
And just you know that corner, the corner thing at Rippey's. A tornado came through like in 90, 91, tore it all up. You could have bought that corner for $25,000.
I remember we were talking about that.
It's probably worth, what, $5-10 million? No telling what, you know.
You're talking about an ROI, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, and the entire downtown with the reclamation that has been. You know, part of our city is baseball. We were talking the other day about Sulphur Dell, you know, and where it was. And who I was doing it with? Bud Morris. I was in his State Farm office. Bud.
Shout out, Bud. Yeah, we hope you're well.
And we were talking about where Sulphur Dell was and in comparison to where the park is now. And it's right in that vicinity. But anyway, you know, there's nothing like watching a game and having some action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel, letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you get up $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook's America's number one sportsbook. First off, the app's simple to use. Heck, I can use it. They've got great odds on different betting markets, unique fun bet types like the same game parlay. Always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game every day. And when you win, FanDuel will get you your winnings as little as 24 hours. And just keep looking at the pitchers. I was noticing that last night. Of course, big weekend as we head into May. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code Greg P.
I wrote this down. Greg P, right?
It is.
That's the promo code.
You're right on it. Awesome. That's how you get in on the action. Promo code Greg P when you download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. 21 and older and present in Tennessee. Those are requirements. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem. Call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9000. 789. Coming up next, the one and only Terry Crisp.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 72. Partly cloudy tonight with a stray shower late, low 50. Mostly cloudy with a shower in spots Saturday, high 66. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel in Coggin Cold Hall, right here in the Strike and Spare Studios. Nobody like Crispy, Terry Crisp, joining us on the F&M Bank phone line. Good morning, Terry.
Boogeyman, how you doing, buddy? I haven't seen you for a while. I haven't talked to you for a while. Great to hear your voice.
Well, yeah, I think last time, you know, we talked, the Preds were in last place, and we were about ready to blow the thing up, right?
then we started giving advice. They started to listen to us, and they got
there you go.
Better.
Crispy, if you could, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but if you could pin one thing to the turnaround for the Nashville Predators, what would it be?
Probably energy. Mm. We infused energy into our team after we got going and whatnot. And when I use that word energy, I mean, let's be honest, when we first started, we had a very new coach in John Hines who was hard, you know, he just got here. Didn't know the players that well. We had a shortened season. Then we had the pandemic come in and shorten up everything. And then it had a 10-day training camp. So everything was stacked up against John Hines and his crew. And don't forget, we brought in, I think, 7 or 8 new players. We brought in to infuse into our lineup all of a sudden, putting them in. A couple injuries. Not looking for excuses or rhyme or reason why not, but all these things all add up. And we started out in a rocky start. And then suddenly, when we got some injuries, and I always look back to this, which we were very fortunate, we started bringing up the kids from the minors that had been around for a year or two. And then suddenly, Tolvanen came on the scene, and then Olivier and Trennan, and now Jeannot and Carrier and a couple of the other young kids. And they brought up with them a passion that they wanted to make the team, they wanted to be here, they wanted to get in the bigs. And I think that's the infusion of energy we had. And it also woke up a lot of other players around saying, hey, whoa, these kids are serious. They've come to play. They've come to get a job. And the job they come to get is mine. And it woke up a few of them, too.
And I do believe they have a goaltender that has played himself into the Vezina Trophy conversation as well, right?
Oh, good point, Pokeyman. Yes. Young Saros, he has played out of his skull. And we were spoiled all the way along with Pecorini and how he held the team together for years, and he was our anchor and whatnot. And then when Peck was getting a little long a tooth, we were wondering, you know, who is going to step in as this youngster? And suddenly Saros said, yeah, I'm the man, I'm ready. And Coach Hines had a lot of faith in him, put a lot of faith into Saros, a couple of rocky games, but he stayed with him. And lo and behold, what he's done since mid-March is unbelievable for a goaltender. The stats he's put up, the average, the goals against, et cetera, and give his teammates a lot of credit, too, for helping. But by and large, he has been the man.
We're talking to the great Terry Crisp, Nashville Predators hockey. You know, you talk about new players infusing energy into the lineup, Crispy. How about that Herd line? You know, I mean, they're fun to watch, and they've really, really provided, as you said, a lot of spark, a lot of energy, a lot of jump to the lineup, no?
They have. I mean, when you look at when they brought Olivier up and then brought Trennan in, and they had Tolvanen already was starting to hit stride for us, and then they matched him up with Sissons in the middle. Then suddenly you had, holy, these guys play the body. These guys come to hit you. These guys clear the corners. They go to the net. And then suddenly we brought up, when Olivier, unfortunately, we hope he's back soon, we can use him. They brought up Jeannot. And Jeannot has been just an unreal. I just look and say, where's this kid been hiding all along? I mean, he's got skill. He's got size. He's got speed. He goes to the net. He makes things happen. And these guys, the ones we just mentioned, and there's a couple other ones like young Carrier, who's trying to get his way into here and do it and whatnot, and a couple other ones that went down. But these kids have all come on the scene to stay here. They don't want to just be a taxi squad. They don't want to be a hit and miss. They want to stay, and they're playing that way.
And the ones that were brought in to fill holes for you, you know, you look at Cunning, certainly Granlund. I mean, his name was mentioned quite a bit heading up to the trade deadline. Ahala, the way he's played lately. And you're getting it now all the way through all four lines. And then also the defensive pairings, they're getting healthy again. It just seems like They want to be peaking right now. I know they had to be disappointed with the outcome Wednesday night in Columbus because of what it meant. And we'll know by the end of the evening if that's, you know, the playoff spot is secure or not with the, obviously with the Stars in their game tonight. But it just seems like everyone stepped up along the lines. Just, and some night it may be Yarncroak. Some night it may be, you know, whoever. It just seems like they're getting it from just so many different people.
A good perspective, Pogeyman. Exactly dead on the money with what you just said. It was like Yarncroak and Granlund and Halla and Cunnan and Cousins. They all started to play the way we thought to Richardson. They started to bring their game. And for a while, we didn't see their game. And you know what? I look back on it and say, you know what? Also, we were implementing a system of coaches, too. John Hines didn't know a lot of the coaches. I mean, they're brought on new into his staff, and that's a big part of it. You, as a head coach, you got to get to know your assistant coaches. You got to know what their strengths are, what they bring to the table, what their attitudes are with the players and whatnot. That's all a learning curve also that we had to go through. And then throw in the fact that the system that they were trying to initiate, and you heard Coach Hines and his staff say numerous times, we're going to stick with the system. We're going to get it. We're going to make it, and it's going to happen. And if we all stay with the system, well, in that last part of March and early now, the system's starting to kick into gear, and it's starting to work.
Terry, let's say the Preds get the result they want tonight and Dallas loses in regulation. You got the playoff spot locked up. You coach in this league. How would you handle the lineup this weekend against Carolina, who you're probably going to be playing in the first round? You don't want to show them too much. How would you handle the lineups, you know, in terms of goaltending, forwards, defensemen, all that kind of stuff?
I'm a firm believer I want to hit the playoffs running hard. I want all boots on the ground, everybody flying in the playoffs. But having said that, if you have a nagging injury or a few guys battered up a little bit and you're already in and it's secure, then you can maybe give them a night off, maybe one. But I want them playing as a team, as a unit, going in. I want all my lines set. I want my defense pairs set. And if it so happens that you do have a little room for wiggle room that you're already in, hey, you just run four lines. Give them all equal ice time. Mm-hmm. Give your defense pairs equal ice time. And maybe a chance to sit Saros out one of the games. Put Pekka in for one. Whatever. It gives you a few options to do it. But I'm a firm believer that I don't want to disrupt my team in the last one. And there's only two games. I mean, let's be honest, so it's not monumental. Sometimes you're 10 games left, you know what you're doing, you're in or out and whatnot. You have a lot more wiggle room. With only two games and fighting for your life to get in, you don't have a lot of wiggle room.
Hmm. What'd you make of all the stuff going on with the Caps and Rangers this week with Tom Wilson?
Well, and I want to, can I, because I was going to ask you, especially you, a member of the Broad Street Bullies.
Yeah, you guys were mentioned a few times this week.
Yeah, I've seen that one, guys, the kettle calling the pot. On that one.
But tell him, Crispy, it was a different time back then, right?
Yeah, you know, it was. And it wasn't, it was sort of, but you never want to see it. You don't want to see episodes like that. But hockey is a physical sport. And sometimes certain guys go over the limits. And when they go over the boundaries, they should be punished. They should be, whatever's dealt with, it should be done. And what happened the other night with the Rangers and the Capitals, I didn't like what I saw. I didn't like what happened the next game either, except that I've seen it happen so many times. I said, oh, boy. And I used to use that phrase, old-time hockey, but it doesn't sit anymore with the guys and the players and the fans. But let's be honest. Whenever you see a fight on the ice or anywhere else in there, I guarantee you nobody gets up and turns and looks away from the fight. Guarantee you I've never seen it yet. They all watch the fight on the ice or the scrum or the hit or whatever. So having said that, it's a sport that something you don't want to see what you saw going over the limit, but it does happen. So for me, it's just, okay, let's move on.
You surprised Wilson didn't get suspended, only fined?
You know, I wouldn't want the job of George Peros that he has, to be honest with you, the Department of Player Safety. It's a no-win job.
Yeah.
If he doesn't do something, he's wrong. If he does it, he gave them too much or too little. And I'm not privy. I've asked this question in the last little while since this happened. Does George Peros he has to have a committee with him. He can't just be judge, jury, and executioner all by himself. And he has to have guys that, two or three guys that think on his committee. I should have looked into this before, but, and maybe the hierarchy from the NHL office too have a little input into it. So they're all quick to jump on George Parros, but I don't think it was a one-man decision. And I think they have certain rules and limitations that are set in there that whatever the referee's report reads, that's all you can do sometimes with the $5,000 fine, et cetera, et cetera. So let's just don't put this all on one man's shoulders.
You know, I think the perception is because of the way he played that it's the fox watching the hen house in a lot.
Yeah, you got a point there. Exactly. Mr. Parros didn't shy from going in the corners or making a good solid check and whatnot. But again, he is now the man that's in the spotlight and took the job. And, you know, as we all know, with it comes, you're going to get accolades and you're going to get criticism.
You know, I want to change the gear. I was listening, and of course, with the TV crew, the radio crew, all of the road games are being broadcast remotely, and you're doing it off the screen. Now, with hockey, you're at the mercy of what you're seeing, and sometimes if you're getting the road team feed, you're at even more so the mercy. But I heard the Braves announcers talking about that, doing baseball, not, you know, on location like yesterday. They were in Washington, and the guy said it's like calling, when you're calling baseball game off a screen, it's like calling it through a keyhole. You can only see what you're seeing, but the difficulty of doing that and pulling that off, I think it's pretty remarkable by your broadcast teams, and of course by our friend Bob Cole.
You know what it is? They've done, Bob Cole and his crew, and Jacob Hartzell and a bunch, they work, and it's especially that because you only, from the visiting teams, like when we're in Columbus or wherever, we only have one camera at our disposal. So that one camera is reporting most of it back to us. And normally if you're here like Willie and Mason, and they sit up where they sit, they see the whole game. And a lot of times, the biggest part of the game is away from the puck. It's away from where the puck is, the action, the slash, the trip. Whatever behind it that you can call, or the goaltending. So you get a very limited view the way we're doing it right now. But all in all, I think they've done a tremendous job. I really do. And talking with Mason and Willie and them, they get some pretty good. But sometimes, you know, when they want to look at a certain couple plays, you don't get them. But, hey, you know what? We're just happy to get hockey back. We're happy to get it on TV. And we sure as heck are happy to have a schedule this year.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, go ahead.
No, but also, and we had Sean Henry on earlier this week, as the Predators knock on one once they get into the playoffs, anything May 14th or after, it's up to each venue to let in as many as there could be. So we could see the large crowds coming back sooner than later if the Preds keep playing.
You know, that'd be awesome. I mean, there's nothing like the fans in any sport. I don't care if it's track and field, if it's volleyball, hockey, the fans are a big part of it. They make it. The fans, let's be honest, the accolades that athletes get come from the fans, from the media. But we especially here are spoiled in Bridgestone Arena because our fans, and I don't care, I'm prejudiced, we got the best and the loudest in the league. And I'll be honest, two teams that I think could maybe not beat our team, but close to tying our fans in that capacity would be Vegas and Chicago Blackhawks. And Chicago has always, always been a noisy place from the day I played in the old Chicago Stadium to now. But, and everybody says, well, your fans, no, they do it. And when the players say it here in our team, they mean it. Those fans stand up and give you that standing ovation at the end of a period or at the end of a big penalty kill. Man, I still love it. It still never gets old.
Terry Crisp, everybody on the F&M Bank phone line. Crispy, after all this is over, you'll come back on maybe late June where there's nothing to talk about. We'll tell John the story of our first meeting.
To be continued.
The parts we can tell.
season 3, episode 7.
Thank you, Crispy. Have a great weekend,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Stay healthy. And we'll see y'all at the Bridgestone. Two games. Playoffs are just around the corner.
Here we go, baby. Woo!
See you.
Bring the passion.
See you at the rink. Thanks, Terry.
All right, Terry.
Okay, guys.
Yeah. He sounds a little fired up, no?
Nah, he always is. what he is. Nothing better.
Won a Stanley Cup as a player, right? Coach mm-hmm. a Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. Are the Flames the last Canadian team to win a Stanley Cup?
That's a good question. All right, let's take a break. We'll find out.
We'll find out. We'll do our research. Oh, Charlie says no, and I believe him.
All right, Charlie says no. Who was it, Charlie? All right, we'll take a break, and maybe Charlie will tell us.
Are you looking to start your own home gym?
Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
It's time to say see you later, alligator, to embarrassing and troublesome issues with your skin, nails, and hair with all-natural Cayman Alligator Oil. Cayman Oil is locally made, right in Louisiana, where people have been using alligator oil for centuries to treat all kinds of ailments. A drop a day of Cayman Oil can help you say see you later, alligator, to athlete's foot, nail fungus, acne, eczema, rashes, dry skin, cuts, infections, MRSA, scars, burns, sunburns, and even ingrown hair and dandruff. If you or someone you know is tired of suffering with any of these skin, nail, and hair troubles, you need to visit mycayman.com to learn more about 100% natural, non-toxic, hypoallergenic Cayman oil and get a bottle today. Say see you later, alligator, with Cayman Alligator Oil at mycayman.com. That's my CAIMON.com. MyCayman.com.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
I'm done. That's a mic drop.
That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio. WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Who do you Yankees have this weekend?
Got the Washington Nationals. See if my man Giancarlo
can... Did they get
the
sweep?
No, they lost yesterday. Yeah. You know who hit the go-ahead home run? Freaking Jose Altuve. They were up 3-2. I think it was like the seventh inning.
Yeah.
It was a 3-2 pitch. It was Chad Green facing Jose Altuve. Crowd was on him. They were... you know, chanting things I can't repeat on this show. And he came through. He hit a three-run home run. They ended up winning 7-4. But Yanks took 2 out of 3, so I'll take it. And then, you know, they're playing a lot better. Giancarlo swinging a hot bat. Giancarlo, I think in the middle of May, he was batting like, I don't know, 159 or something like that. His average is up to over 300 now. He's got a 12-game hitting streak. He's hit a bunch of bombs. So, you know. Yankees are playing better. They're game over 500. They're only like 2.5 games out of first. So, there's your Yankee update for all you wonderful Yankee fans out there listening to the sound of my voice.
Phillies and the Braves at it again. The Phillies just swept the Brewers 4 straight.
Yeah,
but
what up with that?
But tonight, here's the deal with the at Truist Park.
Mm-hmm.
100% attendance.
Nice
at Truist Park tonight.
Nice.
Yeah. So. There's something on MLB.com. I am going to look. It may some weekend reading, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's called.
By weekend, you mean commode reading?
I don't stay on the commode all weekend long. Okay.
As far as you know,
I don't get too far. I don't get too far away from one.
Right.
But
right. Yeah, you always know where it is, right? Yeah.
But it's called Road Trip.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? And it's a baseball road trip in all 50 states.
Okay.
Even with the contraction of minor league baseball, which I think was awful. A lot of cities lost and small towns, lost a lot of history in places, I think even Jackson, Tennessee, you know, lost their minor league team, and they've had one there forever.
Right.
You know, but this is pretty cool. Baseball,
what affiliate were they?
They were the Cubs.
Okay.
I don't know what they were. They were the Cubs for a long time. Played in the Southern League with Birmingham.
So that's double A?
Yeah, double A.
Okay.
Right. So one of the owners David Freeman was one of the face of the ownership group post Craig Leopold, and he got in some trouble, and he's actually, I still think, has a lawsuit against the ownership group of which he's a part of with the Nashville Predators. But he was he owns the Jackson, whatever that minor league park, I mean, minor mm-hmm. league team mm-hmm. is, and partnership with several other people from this area. As a matter of fact, I do believe Larry Schmidt used to own a part of that. Don't know if, correct me if I'm wrong there, Schmidt brothers. But anyway, just baseball road trips and pick a state. You know, pick a state. What do you think? I mean, you know, that doesn't have major league baseball. But yeah, where would you go? I'm interested.
A state that doesn't have Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
let's try something kooky. Let's try North Dakota. What do you got on North Dakota, Greg?
You would have to make me scroll down to like the 38th state.
Well, yeah.
But no, it's got all these old baseball parks and what'd you say? North Dakota.
I said North Dakota.
I'm getting there as my. Yeah, but it's got all these old parks, you know, that people can still go to that are, you know, 100 years old. Like in Minnesota, Optimist Baseball Park in Litchfield. Have you ever been there?
I certainly haven't.
Well, this is one. Missouri.
I've known one person in my life that's from North Dakota.
This is a bucket list. In Missouri, the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City.
Yeah, definitely got to do that. That's on the list.
All right, Smarty Pants. North Dakota.
Yeah, North Dakota. This is your exercise, so I'm putting you to the test, buddy.
North Dakota? Okay. In Fargo, yeah. Roger Maris's grave.
There you go.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I forgot he was an upper Midwest boy.
In Ohio, the Cy Young Monument in Newcomerstown, Ohio. Just different. I mean, that's, you know, if I'm around there, I'm in, you know, in Oklahoma, Mickey Mantle's childhood home.
Sure.
In Commerce.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, just a neat
Bobby
story.
Bobby Mercer, another great Yankee from Oklahoma.
It'll be a little weekend reading. I'm just going to check it out. It's at MLB.com. All right, let's do this. Let's take that last break.
Baseball is back, y'all. Nothing like watching a game in some.